This is the object which is going to hit Jupiter, the string of objects which is going to hit Jupiter in 5 or 6 weeks' time. This is the original photograph which gave rise to the oft-quoted statement that it looks like a string of pearls spread out across the sky. And it was a great puzzle to astronomers, again showing how ignorant we are, in that when we saw this, we didn't immediately recognize it to be what it was. Within 24 hours, we knew. It is a comet which has been ripped apart or fragmented. So the original comet has given rise to a whole string of separate comets. Now, when I tell you this isn't really a color picture, don't worry, your eyes are not deceiving you. It looks like it's color. But it's actually a black and white picture which has been color-coded in order to give you a better idea of the relative brightnesses there. And that's a trick which astronomers very often use, is color-coding, or we call it false color. Okay, so when you see pictures like this, don't let people tell you that is the way it would actually look if you had a powerful enough telescope and a good enough eye to be able to look at it. It would not look like that. Next picture, please. Next slide. Okay, here's this Hubble Space Telescope image taken actually in January of this year. It's actually not a single image. Across the top in that line, you'll see there are four separate images which have been stacked together. And at the bottom, there are two squares, and those are just zooming in on two particular regions in the train of comets. And in terms of actually resolving the individual fragments best, I guess that is probably the best image. One of the problems is that, as you can see, the Hubble Space Telescope can only cover a small area of the sky, and so it's not possible for it to get a picture of the whole thing. And as time has gone by, that is since January of this year, it's stretched out even more. So it's really not possible to do anything too wonderful with the Hubble Space Telescope in terms of seeing the whole line of things anymore. However, it is possible to zoom in and get the best possible detail on each of the individual fragments, as we see at the bottom. And the next slide. The next slide actually shows what is, I claim, to be the best single image obtained of it. Now, it doesn't look quite as photogenic, but scientifically, this is a better image. This was actually taken by us with the Anglo-Australian Telescope on the night of Valentine's Day this year. And it does show all of the fragments. The previous ones from the Hubble Space Telescope actually missed one because they only took four instead of the extra one which was needed. But this is the string of objects which is going to hit Jupiter in a few weeks' time. Now, there's lots of other spots in there, and those are mostly stars. In fact, you can see a kind of blurry spot at the bottom right-hand corner, which appears to be part of the cometary train. In fact, it isn't. The problem is that Galileo, in radio travel time, or light travel time, is over an hour away. You cannot steer it like you can steer a car. You've got to send the commands to it, and it's got to do them all automatically. This time, is about 200 million kilometers from Jupiter and is in a position, but just by good chance, good fortune, where it can see the region where the impacts are going to occur. However, because it has this malfunctioning antenna, it is essential that we predict as accurately as we can when those impacts are going to occur. They need to know, in fact, within 3 seconds when they're going to occur, and they need to know by the end of this month, because they've got to send the commands up to Galileo so it does it all automatically. So they need to know when to take those shots in order to have the best chance of seeing the flashes, the explosions, and send those images back to the Earth first. And this is an example of international collaboration in science. It's sometimes very upsetting to Australian astronomers or other Australian scientists when people don't realize that we're actually doing stuff here which is important. That other people actually rely upon us for what we can do to feed them information, and equally well, we rely upon them for the information they can feed us in different ways. Science is truly an international game. And NASA wouldn't be able to program Galileo correctly in order to get the best possible images, which I hope you'll be seeing on your TV within a day or so of each of them occurring, unless Australian astronomers had been tracking this comet continuously since it was first discovered. So don't think, when you read Time magazine or whatever, that it's all to do with people in the United States doing everything. There are people here doing important work as well. Next slide, please. Okay, what's actually going to happen? Here is three separate artist impressions taken from different angles of these impacts occurring. You can see, first of all, on the left-hand side, these things are appearing to disappear around the back. In fact, they're coming in the opposite direction. They're going to hit the far side. And then looking sideways, you can see the idea of this train coming in, bang, 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 a series of explosions. In fact, this artist's impression is towards the lower end of the estimates of how powerful those explosions might be. Now, on the far right-hand side is still yet another view of those explosions actually happening. And they will continue, as I say, over 7 or 8 days. It isn't all going to be over and done with in one night. What's actually going to happen? Here again is a result of models which have been run to calculate what we think might actually happen as the impacts occur. And this is supposed to show one of those fragments entering the atmosphere. You can see it comes in at 60 kilometers per second. It's assumed to be 4.6 kilometers across. There is an energy given there in ergs. And of course, it's much better to talk about millions of megatons. It's something you can actually grasp, but that's a physicist's unit for energy. And you can see it comes in and it burrows in, and what happens is the bits start to fall off and you'll get slight flashes from them. But the real big explosion does not occur according to these calculations, which may be wrong, but they are our best guesses at the present time as to what might happen, until it actually burrows beneath the cloud layers. When you look at Jupiter, you don't see a solid surface. You see cloud layers. Jupiter, we call one of the gas giants. As you go deeper into the atmosphere of Jupiter, it gets denser and denser until eventually maybe there is a solid core. But this object isn't going to go in and hit a solid core. This object is going to burrow into the atmosphere and eventually blow up. And that region where it will blow up, we believe, is just underneath the cloud tops. The next slide, please. We can see what may well actually happen. This is an idea of the fireball. It says the temperature on the right. That's equivalent, in fact, to 10 to 30,000 degrees Celsius. A huge explosion, very, very hot. And a fireball erupts. And as you can see, it's blossoming outwards and gradually breaking through the clouds. In the next slide, we can see what happens as it bursts its way through the clouds. It's cooled, but its velocity as it erupts upwards, 10 kilometers per second, a huge velocity erupting up through the clouds. And on the next slide, we can see what finally is thought to happen. It will reach a certain height and it will blossom out like a mushroom cloud from a nuclear explosion. Now take a look. It says there the height, 7,000 kilometers. The radius of Jupiter is 71,000 kilometers. So that's 10% of the radius. So it's a huge thing erupting upwards. That height, 7,000 kilometers, is greater than the radius of the Earth. Okay, the Earth is what, 6,340 or something like that. So it's a huge eruption which is actually going to be seen if these calculations are correct. I personally have my doubts as to whether they're correct. But nevertheless, this is the best guess as to what might actually happen.